Throughout last legislative session, powerful Republican House Speaker Richard Corcoran asked the same question over and over.
Why is there only one KIPP in Florida?
KIPP stands for Knowledge is Power Program. It's a national foundation that runs more than 200 charter schools throughout the country. And as Corcoran noted, so far, there's only one branch in Florida, in Jacksonville. The KIPP educational model has three components. Days are longer, principals have more autonomy to make decisions, and when graduates go to college, KIPP counselors stay in touch to help them finish. Corcoran's big priority last year, a law called Schools of Hope, was designed to attract KIPP and other charter schools, he says,
are not mildly successful, not partially successful, they're widely successful.
But in Jacksonville, the KIPP schools haven't been widely successful. The original middle school there earned an F rating in its first year. 8 years later, it's now a B. One of the two KIPP elementary schools there is on the state's list of 300 lowest performing. Even before Corcoran's push, KIPP was already planning to establish a second Florida location in Liberty City in Miami. Corcoran is expected to run for governor in part on his record of promoting charter schools. KIPP Miami Sunrise Academy is set to open this fall, but the struggles in Jacksonville have made local leaders skeptical about KIPP's chances here.
My expectation for KIPP Miami is one that needs to be wildly different from what we have seen in Jacksonville.
Miami-Dade County Superintendent Alberto Carvalho has confidence in the new school here because he's going to help run it. The district and KIPP are partnering on the project. Part of the deal is KIPP gets to rent half of Poinciana Park Elementary School for $1 a year. As Carvalho worked to persuade the school board, he stressed KIPP Miami would be the real deal and define KIPP in Florida, not KIPP Jacksonville up in Duval County. Here's Carvalho at the December school board meeting.
Duval was an experiment that faced significant obstacles and challenges, and everybody recognizes that. We would not look to Duval County for a replication of that model.
School board members needed convincing.
When KIPP made the proposition to come to Miami-Dade County Public Schools, their track record in the state of Florida, as reflected in Duval County, were not overwhelming.
Board member Steve Gallen was once a superintendent in New Jersey, and he was impressed with KIPP's performance in Newark and Camden. A review of New Jersey state education data shows they're getting some impressive results there. Students at the Newark schools pass state English and math exams at significantly higher rates than the city's traditional public schools. And their graduates go to college in higher numbers than the statewide averages.
So I asked, what was different? What happened in Duval County?
When KIPP Jacksonville first started, we did not give them the support in getting the new school off the ground in a way that we should have.
Steve Mancini is director of public affairs at the KIPP Foundation. Mancini defended KIPP Jacksonville, noting that the middle school is performing better than most other public schools in the same impoverished area of the city. He says there's a waiting list of 300 families. But Miami will have a better start, he says, because they'll have mentors from KIPP New Jersey. KIPP Miami's incoming principal is already training with them. Layla Bravo grew up in North Miami Beach, worked her way up through KIPP's New York City schools, and has spent recent months shadowing in New Jersey.
2015 was a year that I saw my first group of KIPPsters graduate high school and go to college. That moment was really the moment where I was like, I really want to bring these same opportunities down to Miami.
Liberty City was also home to Florida's first charter school, founded by former Governor Jeb Bush in 1996. It closed 12 years later. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.